The state superintendent releases new guidance for schools to teach the Bible. There won't be any new Airbnbs in Oklahoma City for a while. And a scientist is getting a boost in funding for studying genetic mutations. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, July 24th. I'm Deborah Ashar. State Superintendent Ryan Walters released more information today about his directive for schools to implement the Bible in lesson plans. KGOU's Logan Layden has the details.
Walters says the Bible is indispensable in understanding the development of Western civilization and American history. With that in mind, he's requiring every teacher be provided with a physical copy of the book. The Bible is already allowed by the state's social studies standards, and this new guidance emphasizes the use of it only for its historical, literary, and secular benefits. That includes elements of storytelling in the Bible, its historical context and impact, ethical and philosophical discussions, even its influence on music. There's been significant pushback about the heavy-handedness of Walters' approach to this issue. The new guidance comes with a message from Walters to educators who might not be on board. Quote, "They will comply, and I will use every means to make sure of it." In Oklahoma City, I'm Logan Layden.
Two additional school districts have joined a growing list of districts that are rejecting State Superintendent Ryan Walters' Bible mandate. Deer Creek and Yukon are the latest districts that say they will not be changing their curriculum. Norman, Moore, Stillwater, and Bixby Public Schools have also said they will not comply with Walters' directive. There is a temporary pause on new Airbnbs in Oklahoma City. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Kate Kelly reports.
The Oklahoma City Council voted overwhelmingly for an emergency moratorium on new applications for short-term home sharing, like Airbnbs. Ward 2 Councilperson James Cooper supports the moratorium. He says residents in his ward complain home sharing leads to loud parties and more limited housing stock in their neighborhoods. Cooper's concern?
People largely from out of the city and out of the state gobbling up like Pac-Man these properties and turning them into Airbnbs.
The moratorium will be in effect for 180 days while the city considers a new ordinance that would limit the number of short-term rentals per city block. The moratorium only affects new applications. In Oklahoma City, I'm Kate Kelly.
The National Institutes of Health is awarding an Oklahoma Medical Research Foundation scientist $2.4 million to study disease-causing genetic mutations. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports the money could lead to new insights into human illness.
Dr. Gaurav Varshney's lab uses zebrafish to study the effects of genetic variants. That's because more than 80% of disease-causing genes in humans are also found in zebrafish, and their transparent bodies make it easier to track organ development through testing. Varshney's committed to using the four-year grant to study 80 genes related to neurological disorders, hearing loss, and musculoskeletal diseases. But he says he thinks he could get closer to studying 200 genes over 4 years. The goal is to fill the gap between discovering these genes and understanding their impacts, which could pave the way for potential drug therapies. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.